Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sweet Clarity podcast and the Note to Self podcast. I am joined here with my best friend, Zoe. You might have been seeing lately that we've been doing some collaborative episodes on both of our shows. We really want to combine our messages during this season and to really mix and mash our communities, because you might have seen and heard that we are presently launching the Girls Club, which is our online community for feminine expression. And today we are back with another episode. This one is very juicy, and I'm so excited for you guys to listen. It's all about regulating yourself inside a relationship. And I think this is particularly a really personal topic for me. And honestly, one of the things that really sparked this whole idea of the Girls Club. So I'm so excited to get into this today. To start off, I guess I'll ask you, Zoe, how important has this been for you lately in this season of life?
Yes. It's been incredibly important. So regulating yourself inside of a relationship. I mean, we're speaking more into romantic relationship dynamics today, but certainly this can be applied to different friendships in your life or even relationships with family members. So whatever this might bring up for you at the forefront, like, use this episode as an opportunity to work through anything that might be feeling a bit sticky or any ways in which you feel like you've lost your sovereignty or your freedom to some extent in a relationship. So what we mean by regulating yourself inside of a relationship is that it's about remembering that you are your own being in this union. So even though you're coming together and having a connection in a way, you are still your own person. And depending, of course, on how much time you spend in connection with each other in a physical space and time, or like talking to each other, there can be certain moments in time where I know that I can reflect on this personally, where I feel like, oh, there's a bit of like a meshing happening. And where I'm like, I'm desiring to remember who I am in this, or, you know, I'm expanding my energy, I'm expanding my bandwidth in different ways to welcome a relationship. But how do I still make sure that Zoe is being nurtured still? And that, for example, my practices, my morning rituals, let's say, or the things that are important to me, still get accomplished and completed because they're important to me and they keep me in connection with myself, versus abandoning practices. Because, of course, when there's that whirlwind or when there's emotions, there can be different moments in time where you're being extra spontaneous. You might not have the time to commit to your practices. And there's space and time for everything. I know there's been times where I've indulged in spontaneity, but then come back and I learn more about, oh, it's actually so important for me to do my daily journaling, just as an example. But that's why we wanted to bring this forth for you today, is just to speak into, it's normal. It's normal to feel like, oh, I'm so deeply connected right now. And then, oh, I need to take some time for myself. Oh, I'm coming together and deepening this connection. And then, okay, it's time for me to nurture my heart. So Grayson, how has this personally showed up for you in your relationship?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Personally, a really big pattern of mine that I am super aware of, that I'm still actively healing and working towards, is that I lose myself in relationship, you know, speaking to self-abandonment and letting my practices go. And this is a really big pattern of mine. And it's something I'm actively working on, like, to this day. And I think the words that keep coming to myself in this moment is to be a sister to yourself. We're talking about sacred sisterhood. We're talking about, you know, cultivating community. You can do this on your own, treating yourself as your own sister. How would that look like, and how would that feel like? Personally, in my relationship, for those that don't know, I've been in a partnership for 1 year, and we actually just went on a really amazing travel trip together. And it was about like 3.5 months of travel. So our daily schedules and, you know, the time of nurturing the self was kind of put to the side, because it was a lot. You know, when we were traveling, especially with another person, your daily routines and your grounding practices, unless they're consciously made a priority, they just get sent to the wayside. And so after arriving back into my life in Bali and settling back into more of a routine and slowing down, I was able to see, okay, wait a second. I didn't regulate myself or really take that time to listen to what I needed for about 3 months. And it was like this big aha moment, because I was like, whoa, this is really real for me. the need to regulate myself inside a relationship, even having that solitude, which is so important in a relationship, to have your own time, to have your time in peace and silence. Like, this is a tool that I need and I use to regulate myself. And I didn't have any of that over the travel trip. So when I connected with Zoe a couple months ago now, and we were just talking about life, that was something that really came to the surface. I was like, whoa, okay, this is important. I need to remember this. This pattern of self-abandonment is really teaching me a lot here. Creating my own stability, what that looks like now for me moving forward, it's really taking my morning routine and my evening routine seriously. And it's making sure that I really come back into my center. You know, that can look a whole lot of different ways for a lot of different people in their containers, but that's just been such a big help for me. And a lot of awareness came up out of that travel trip.
Yes, it's so powerful. Thanks for sharing that, Grayson, because like that's exactly it, right? You like life takes you on adventures, like takes you on journeys. And oftentimes, like when we are indulging in the journey of life in that way, that is spontaneity or travel, like I know for myself, being nomadic for the last year, it was like everywhere I go, there I am. You know, I couldn't commit to, we're speaking into other things now, but I couldn't commit to, let's say, a gym membership, right, consistently because I was always moving. Or I couldn't commit to, you know, certain practices of going to the sauna or going to the cool point, things like that was not accessible. But it was like, I actually recognized that, okay, what are the things that I can do that can come with me that can just be a part of my life? And it is these practices, like for me, it's journaling every day, connecting with my sisters, like through voice notes, like just connecting with the feminine in my life, really. And also movement, like Pilates or yoga. Like these are three things that I would say are rituals that keep me feeling connected to myself. Again, it is kind of like that community support or connection. It's that private time with myself, being quiet and really exploring my thoughts, and then also being quiet, exploring my body in these ways. To me, when I can make those rituals a priority, I remember who I am. And it's in taking action to commit to those rituals and feeling more deeply connected with who I am that, again, it just gets easier and easier to come back to these things to maintain them. But first, it has to be brought into awareness. It has to be committed to. But then I notice how when I take care of myself in those ways, when the rituals get completed, I am a better human for it. Like I have more space to hold. I've got more energy. I like to be in partnership, to be in relationship with another, to, you know, more space to offer a deepening of connection. It's like what we hear about, you know, putting your oxygen mask on first, right? Or filling your cup first so then you can give to others. It's so true. And especially in close, intimate relationships, there has to be, like what I found is there has to be this intimacy being practiced or given back to the self in order to create an unconditionally loving space for another, where it's safe to explore more deeply with each other.
Yeah. And also what's coming up for me now is this concept of taking responsibility, this idea that it's not your partner's job to be the source of your happiness or to be your therapist or to be your everything, right? Like we have to diffuse our energy. A lot of the diffusion is actually coming back to yourself. Some of it's going to your sisters, some of it may go to your parents or, you know, other people close to you, but diffusing your energy to not make so much pressure on your partner or your significant other or your husband to be everything, because that just creates tension, that just creates some chaos in the relationship. And so making sure that you have awareness of where is my energy flowing? Like who else am I involving? And also how can I involve myself in this process? When we put everything on the other, it's just going to be set up to crumble in ways. And it might not happen immediately, but it, over time, there will be a lack of balance in the relationship. And I feel like, you know, just sharing personally, after I settled back into my routine in Bali and I got back to my journal practice, because like you, Zoe, I'm such a journaler and I can just go and go and go like on such a long flow within my journal. And I didn't do that for so long. So when I got back to that practice, you know, my partner, he would observe me before and after I was done, and he would get home or whatever, and he'd be like, wow, like what changed? You look so different. Like you're just a completely different, energy. And I was like, yeah, I just actually journaled. So it's something they can see in you. It's like night and day. And that's how it is for me. I know, like my meditation practice, my journaling, it's like, if I don't do these things and if I don't make time and make a priority to center myself essentially, then I'm a completely different person. And the partner themselves can notice these changes.
Yes. So powerful to always receive the reflection from the external reality and from the mirror that is your partner. So I love that you mentioned that too, Grayson, because it's like you spend this time nurturing yourself, that equals radiance because you've actually given back to yourself. You've actually given your own medicine to yourself, which is so beautiful. So anyways, I mean, I feel like there's so many different depths that we could go to with this conversation, but if these types of conversations and teachings is a part of something that you want to be a part of, we would love to have you inside of the Girls Club. This is an incredible 3-month container. It's a community. We're going to be talking about all sorts of topics just like this. On a bi-weekly basis, there'll be the live calls and there'll be a private Telegram community for sharing and coaching and just navigating life together. So if this is something that you're feeling the call to be a part of, we would absolutely love to have you. The link will be down below. And if there's any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
See you soon, guys.
Bye.